Fuckonomics podcast. JJ is eating. Everyone's
no,
here.
So
everyone's got microphones, like a professional audio setup. I lost my wallet yesterday with my green card in it.
Stop.
No way.
Yeah, I was out. I came back from, I did this show out of town, and then I came back and hung out with like Justin and DeRosa and those guys, Christian stuff. And then
the cool kids.
Yeah, the cool daddy-o's. It actually was so Christian's one of the bartenders at the stand, but he's like a bar guy. So it's one of those things where all these bar guys, like every single one of them knows a guy that has like a bar and that'll like let you in when it's closed, and then they give everyone free drinks and stuff like that. So it's a whole thing. But so we went there. You know, people are smoking inside, the whole thing, right? And then I went to get
Fucking animals.
Yeah, it really is. It really does feel like you're at like an after hours is the vibe of it. But it's, you know, 12. So then me and Justin went to get pizza and then got in the cab, drove for 45 seconds. I go, where's my wallet? My wallet's gone.
No way.
And then went back to the pizza place, said, hey, I just bought pizza here, so I knew that I had the wallet there. Bought pizza there, and the guy's like, nah, it wasn't here. And I was like, okay, well, I bought pizza here. Walked to an Uber from a pizza place that has, like, a storefront. Walked into the cab, checked the cab everywhere, walked in, gone. I was maybe 3 minutes from leaving to coming back. Gonzo.
Not
the green
man.
Card. Credit cards.
The worst place to leave a wallet.
Brothel memberships.
Did you cancel all your cards, or what do you like?
Yeah, I canceled the cards.
What about the green card? What do you do?
That's gonna be a problem.
That's an issue.
They'll issue a new one.
Why do you bring your green card around? Asshole. Just to show people you're like, oh, I'm
my
special.
My ID.
You don't have your Ontario license?
Yeah, but it's like you get sick of them like looking at your Ontario thing and not figuring it out.
That is a problem with Americans. They stare at it like fucking retards.
Well, it's because the date's on a different spot on it. They just don't know where the date, like, because if you go to like Target and buy alcohol or whatever, like you got to like, they have to like check your ID regardless. And
they don't check
don't
your
know.
ID because no one's that fat, that young.
Got it. JJ still got it.
Oh my beer. God, I'm on fire. Yeah. I wasn't even ready.
I'm on fire.
Nobody's fat that young.
He's on fire. No, I said nobody's that fat that young.
From downtown.
So I was telling Mark, this is our conversation from fatness, and then we'll get back to the wallet. I said, man, train with my guy. I said, man, train with my guy, Funk Roberts, best trainer in fucking the world. He says, why do you want me thinner? I said,
yeah, JJ has the best trainer in the world.
We all want to look like a fucking ant, have exoskeletons.
Is that what I look like?
The comedian ant, just like if he had cancer.
Who's that?
He's also a gay bald dude.
No, JJ looks like my aunt. She's a 60-year-old woman.
Yeah, so
you have the bosoms of someone's aunt.
We'll get back to that in a second because I'm full
of
stories.
We'll get back to aunts too.
We'll get back to aunts and we'll get back to Mark's. So Misha's dropping me off last night, and she's like, good thing I'm dropping you off today. Because she wants me shaved. Like, it's like a business job, right? Like, she wants me shaved.
A business job.
Anything to look a little skinnier, you know what I mean?
She wants the neck shaved.
And if anywhere she could, if somehow you could take that hair and just get it up.
On my head. I wish I could do that. So she wants me shaved, and I'm like, yeah.
AJ, what I'd like you to do is get drunk, and then I'm going to give you this straight razor and just do a real close shave.
Wait, she doesn't shave her legs?
Of course she shaves her legs.
So you can't just use her razor to shave your
No,
legs?
I have a razor there, but I'm only into one time a week shaving.
Oh, okay. But why does she have to drop you off to, like, or that she's just going?
Because I was going from her place to my place for the few days.
Do you ever use a Gillette razor while you're mistreating Misha just to sort of stick it to Gillette?
Why? Because the sports show they fucked me over on?
Yeah.
No. Yes.
I don't get it.
Because they had that commercial where it was like, don't beat your wife.
Right.
Hey, I thought, just so you know.
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah, here's I thought it was razor. Because, don't dude, beat your wife. Don't punch girls.
What is this? The Tim Pool podcast? We're going to talk about all that shit that you talked about there?
And then, I love the idea of JJ, though. The spokesperson for Gillette.
No, that's why I didn't get on the show, because the Gillette representative was a woman and she doesn't understand what good entertainment is.
Now we're talking about it. You're telling me this wouldn't be the representative?
Yeah. Yeah. And then she probably came up with that fucking idea too.
Who won that time?
A guy.
Matty D? Was that the one, the Matty D?
No, that was before. That was a year before.
Oh, okay.
But
wasn't that the one Ryan was on? Or that was Ryan?
No, he came second to Jackie. Yeah. The chick who's...
And you were the year after Ryan.
The Jackie Robinson of broadcasters.
Yeah, Ryan wore number one, Jackie wore 42, and he won. They're going to ask Ryan to break the color barrier, but... So anyways,
the trainer for Mark.
So he says, why do you want me to get thinner? And I wrote, because of your fucking health, retard. Like, why else?
So they get, you know, the thinner guy.
Because you're a homosexual and he's afraid that you're gonna try and fuck him.
When they come in, like, thinner. They give JJ's girlfriend hires a gypsy to come in, straighter.
Maybe that's why she dropped me off.
I curse you, straighter.
I asked her to send me a video of her riding a dildo, and she got pissed.
Really?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? I'll send you a video of me fucking...
Did you say her this?
Riding a dildo? JJ's just taking it from the Sibian machine.
Oh, man. I've seen Sibian live. Sibians are amazing.
When did you send her to this that you weren't together? Were you at her house?
Just today. I said,
but
hey,
were you in the same house?
No, I'm in my place now. Can't you see? No hats?
Yeah, you really are in love. You can't go fucking 24 hours without getting her to send you a video of her getting...
I just want something naughty.
Yeah, that does seem insane to be like basically living with your chick and then
for
she
like
leaves,
4 months but, they've like
for
since,
four
5 months,
months
straight, you've been
living. She leaves 15 seconds later, give me a video.
Yeah, send me a video. I miss you so much.
No, I don't miss her. I don't miss her. I love my space.
Do you? Is that why you've lived together for 5 months?
No, I like that too because she has a backyard. It's better.
Hat room.
Also, you telling her to send you a video of her riding a dildo. It's like you're going to make her work overtime.
Well, maybe tire her out so when I see her.
Or maybe you're saying like you're trying to give her a lot of video tasks so she can't do her normal video tasks for the Nazis.
She has normal video tasks.
Yeah, why can't she just share one of her like computer folders with you?
She did actually send me a naked yoga video just to make sure the date wasn't shown because she has people
does
that
she ever
ask,
does she ever bend over and then like kind of the hole opens up and you can really just like see right down there?
Yeah, she gets really mad when I comment like when she was that video I made and she's like, I don't get it, where she was sweeping the backyard and I said Mary Poppins my wood and I made an Instagram story and the first thing she goes, I don't get it. I'm like, how fucking
honest, I didn't either.
Yeah, I don't get that either. She's
what do you mean Mary
be fair
Poppins?
JJ, the joke structure there is ripe for criticism.
Pretty poor from a
why Mary Poppins my wood
savage what? Comedian
see Mary why? Poppins to me would be more like someone holding an umbrella while they jump or something.
Oh, I thought Mary Poppins cleaned.
No, that's the chimney sweep who you fantasized about because he was the guy.
No, the joke was there. The reference was awful.
No, so you wanted, you wanted to fuck the chimney sweep.
So I should have said chimney sweeper my wood?
So let me ask
exactly.
You.
Exactly. That's the
chimney my wood.
Yeah, that's much better joke.
So let me ask
chimney chim-chim-chim-chimaroo.
That'd be good if they did a Santa movie where Santa came down the chimney and then got soot all over his face and then he got canceled for blackface.
Yeah. Christmas and Santa are canceled this year.
He comes down, he has soot all over his face. The cops think he's a black guy breaking in. They shoot him. Santa Claus is paralyzed below the waist in a hospital. They shot me like I was nothing.
Yeah.
Donner Dixon or whatever is like, help me down the chimney, and they like lift him with their mouth and just drop him down the chimney.
And then Tucker Carlson has to play the extended footage to show that the cops were actually kind of right.
Yeah. Well, the liberal media is not going to show you about the Santa Claus shooting.
If you watch the 45
he reached
version.
For a gun.
If you watch the 45-minute version.
Now, on the full footage, you could see Santa Claus, Mr. Kris Kringle, we'll call him. If he is Santa Claus, he's reaching for this cell phone in a very aggressive manner.
History of breaking and entries.
He's got a rap sheet. He's got a rap sheet as long as that wish list. As long as his naughty list.
This serial burglar keeps coming into people's houses and leaving things. We got to put a stop to him.
So, JJ, do you have anything to add?
We're gonna assemble a task force.
No, I'm just listening.
Or
do
you just want to talk? Or just want to talk about your concern?
No,
for your
keep on adding your wish list jokes. No. Go. There's more room. We have.
Well, I'll do a Santa Claus joke, JJ style. Look at him, and then he leaves some Easter eggs around the house,
and then you bite into them, and they're full of cum.
And just like so often,
you hole.
And then when he's covered and he's shot by the cops, he takes a tooth from under your pillow and leaves a dollar.
And you know what Mrs. Claus is doing? You know what Mrs. Claus is doing right now, getting banged out by all those elves.
You know what the best part about that, though, JJ? You saying, like, you made your, like, chimneys, your, what, a Mary Poppins joke that didn't make sense. And then she said, I don't get it. And then even after that conversation, you never, like, concluded that it was wrong. So when she said, I don't get it, you said...
She just literally gave the reaction that every person would give.
Yeah, I said you're an idiot.
You didn't tell it.
You basically gaslit her on comedy.
Well, I don't know because I just found this out, so she won't remember. I had no idea until this moment.
Hopefully, she's drank that memory away.
By the way, oh for sure she drank.
They should start. This is what I want to make. They start doing. Like, you know how they've remade all the female ones into guy ones into girl ones? You should do a thing where we start making the guy ones into girl ones, like remake Barry Poppins. Just take every big female like movie and just turn it into a Guy Precious, you know, things like that.
Wasn't that what the Bridesmaids was? Bridesmaids was just basically a ripoff of the Hangover.
Yes, and I would like to make it back to the original.
Yeah, Hangover.
Yeah, you don't make the Hangover, though. You make male bridesmaids.
Yeah, grooms, just called groomsmen. Brides Broads?
Yeah, groomsmen.
Brides Broads.
Instead of Little Women, it's just Tall Boys.
And actually make them like twice as funny and they all kill. Yeah. That's the ultimate. And not they're
just,
good.
Not just funny, but like deeper, more thoughtful movies that are better acted.
Yeah.
And yeah, they did that with the barbershop too. They did the Queen Latifah shitty thing.
JJ keeps going back to the premise that was like, he was like, yeah, it's kind of like what the girls did to the guys. And like, that's
yeah, exactly.
kind of what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Yeah,
you think that
fun little fact about what JJ just brought up. I can't remember the name of that movie, but I did end up watching it like 90 times. It must have been because I distinctly remember Kevin Bacon is the villain in the Queen Latifah barbershop remake, which is called like the Nail Salon or some bullshit.
Stupid holes.
And he says, and like the big joke in the thing is like Kevin Bacon is some sort of like blonde haired Swiss owner of a salon. And instead of saying the word moniker, like the business moniker, the name of it, he keeps saying Monica to all the black people. So it sounds like he's saying my nigga to all the black women on the movie. It's bizarre what good passes
stuff.
For.
By the way,
stuff.
He must have got a lot of money to do that. He's like a legitimate actor.
Oh, he's
that's
amazing.
What I mean.
Those Kevin, are printing money.
Kevin Bacon.
The male version is going to really kill, though.
In Charlie's Devils. How's that?
Male-female Ghostbusters.
Kevin Charlie Bacon Jones. In JFL in 1992 was beyond, yeah, like that was like
he
one
had
of
a good. He had a really good set.
Oh my god, he was gorgeous.
Did he crush it at JFL?
He was no JFK.
JFK.
Kevin Bacon looks like Freddy Krueger.
Who?
Yeah.
That's your like an ideal man. Like
okay, can you JFK Kevin Bacon JFK in 1992?
I mean, it's weird you wouldn't reference like Footloose or something.
No,
so
because
you were about to get
being,
cucked. Like that's your guy.
Tremors.
Bacon. No, I remember being in a movie theater watching it and feeling oddly uncomfortable because I was there with my family and he was like extremely gorgeous.
You were watching JFK and you were getting sexy feelings in your pants.
Oh my god, JFK. What did I say? JFL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
close enough. JJ's sitting there with a fucking erection, like frame 34, frame 35.
Don't you remember
frame
that?
Back to the left.
Where they were doing coke and stuff?
Do not forsake your fallen kings.
Oh my god, he
and
looks
JJ's
like
just
shit,
harsh.
By the way.
What about him in A Few Good? He was in A Few Good Men, right?
Oh, I loved A Few Good Men. That's one of my favorite movies ever.
Yeah. What's your favorite quote? What's your favorite quote from that movie?
Second favorite movie is More Than a Few Good Men.
I said an American in Prague was one of my favorite porns.
JJ's favorite quote from A Few Good Men is, "I'm here to deliver all these pizzas."
Why? Where was that?
It's a different version of A Few Good Men.
Oh, you're making a porn joke.
Gay.
Nine great men.
It was
More Than a Few Good Men.
Again, my favorite porn was An American in Prague.
Yeah.
Anyways, bacon's gross. That's crazy.
Not in 1992.
You're a hot guy.
He's the white version of Seal. Like, you're like not a good. Yeah.
Who's like, he has marks?
No, he has natural plastic surgery face. He had plastic surgery face before he ever got plastic surgery, and he's gotten a lot.
Pizza
has
face.
He really? I'll never get that shit done, man.
Yeah.
I would love to see JJ with like lip filler or
that
something.
That would be phenomenal.
How good would JJ be? He goes, Ryan comes on the Gallen. Podcast, he goes, "So goes." I'm a fucking savage. He spits so much more too.
Like Holiday takes your prisoners.
Takes your prisoners.
I never said that.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Yeah.
I've
read your bio.
Anyways,
actually have in your bio that your comedy takes no prisoners?
Never. I would have never put there.
JJ's never had a bio. So.
I had a bio, yeah.
JJ's bio should say, "My comedy takes no prisoners, but if it does take prisoners and we happen to be in prison together, whatever happens, happens."
I won't tell.
Hey, it's going to be like a Midnight Express thing. It's not going to be rape. You're going to sort of like begrudgingly sort of fall in love with each other in order to protect each other while we're abroad in a Turkish prison.
That would be fun. Turkish
prison. What's happening with Ron Jeremy in prison right now?
Oh my God.
We were just saying that me and Merce were like joking about that on Twitter. Just
he looks awful.
The idea that he shows up on Merce.
He already looked awful. He doesn't look any worse. If anything, he'll probably lose some weight in prison.
What's that? I can't remember the movie he referenced, but when he shows up and it was in War Shack or whatever. And he's like, "I'm not stuck in prison with you guys. You're stuck in prison with me." Yeah, Watchmen. Yeah. Like him showing up is like, "Kaflump, who wants some?"
Like you think people are like fucking like, "Do not drop the soap around Ron Jeremy."
Well, that's what we're saying. When he's in the courtroom, they're like, "You get 20 years. It was for your 6 rapes." He goes, "Make it 40 for what I'm about to do."
What did he think I'm afraid
of getting raped in prison? I'm afraid I'm going to rape too many people in prison.
Yeah. I'm afraid of... Are you a prison rape? Yeah. I'm afraid of prison rape that I'm about to do.
You think he's such a pro, too, where they're like, "No, you're going to get raped," but he could just like make his asshole so wide that they're like nobody could even touch anything inside of him. We need 3 goddamn men just to make a point.
It's like like Mr. Stretch, it just like opens up around them and they're just like falling into like...
You're going to want to put that mic on your mouth, Patrick.
Is he that disgusting you think that nobody would rape him? Like, do you think...
Imagine you were in the shower.
Only for the story.
And Ron Jeremy came in with his half-hard penis, him holding it so it's hard.
Yeah.
You know his move. He comes in doing
the hedgehog.
The hedgehog.
He comes in holding it.
Like, is it like a kind of respect thing where he doesn't get
raped? Yeah, I think there would be people who respect him. Yeah, absolutely.
But you think
like,
there's a...
Like Cosby? They're like walking around and like... "Morning, Mr. Jeremy."
That's Cosby's boy. You leave him alone. He's Cosby's, Cosby's boy.
Man, I was listening to that Eddie Murphy bit about speaking to Pryor. Did you hear that bit about Cosby?
Yeah, probably one of the the only thing that I actually think really that Eddie Murphy did stand-up comedy-wise that actually like still makes me laugh.
I re-listened to that
on Bill Cosby.
It's so funny. That like Richard Pryor said, "Tell Bill you're making people laugh. Have your coffee, or what is it? Have your Coke. Take a I don't know what the quote is.
Okay. You kind of brought it up. We kind of expected you being fancying yourself a professional comedian on
a podcast. I'm gonna have to take
bringing
a hit
up
on
another comedian's bit that you maybe even could do just like a little bit.
I don't know what it was, but it was good.
He's got a graphic memory of which buffets might let him eat there, though.
I know. He could tell you the full menu of every buffet he's ever been to, the day he went, the time of day he went, the year it was, but reciting another bit that he watched 2 days ago, he's like, I don't know.
Literally 2 days ago, too. 2 days ago. Literally.
A lot of JJ's stories, like now that I think about it, are him and Mark and him being like, so it says to him, I says to Mark.
We went in the place, we were killing him, we were like, bing, bang, boom, pow. He walked out of there, the whole place was dying. You understand why, obviously.
Obviously. I says to him, I looked at the donut, I says to him, I says, you take a bite. He says, I take a bite. I say, I took a bite last time, and he says to me.
Yeah, and then we all just eating donuts.
What's this? Rum? What's this run?
He's like, is this actually this, right? This, can I use this?
Yeah, I know. What's this from? Your history of telling horrible stories that are pointless and go nowhere.
Whoa! What's this gold? Called, and why haven't I watched it?
I thought you guys were doing like a skip from a show,
a JJ Lieberman anecdote.
And then you were like, okay. You're like, this show sounds amazing.
Yeah, JJ was like, this is like the greatest show I've ever
entertaining
seen.
To me.
What is this, HBO?
I was entertained.
Food Network. Foodie Network?
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Foodie Network. You're starting your own network called the Foodie Network?
So yeah, I actually am speaking to people about creating my own platform similar to All Things Comedy.
Maybe like your own YouTube kind of thing?
Yeah.
But like not on YouTube, it's your own YouTube.
So Wise Guys Entertainment said we were at the shoot, we did Chef
Romeo. You're doing an offshoot.
That's such a Wise Guy Entertainment. You go, hey, why are we giving YouTube a cut of our money? Why don't we start our own YouTube?
That's exactly what happened.
All right, Vito, here's step one. We get a couple of these servers off the back of a truck. We fucking undercut YouTube. All of a sudden, we're entertainment Jews.
Yeah, they start showing up at YouTubers' houses. They go, hey, you're using our YouTube now.
Excuse me, is this the house of a Miss Jenna Marbles? Yep. We're going to break your fucking legs unless you stop making videos on garlic tube.
Yeah, you got to make it. I want your stuff on
sauce tube.
If you're not on linguine tube by the end of the day.
Hey, Destiny, the next time you have a political debate with a Nazbol, you're going to be doing it with Wise Guys.
Wise tube.
Wise Guy Production. Wise Guy's Production.
Oh, Wise, yeah, you're on Wise Tube.
Wise Tube.
So we were shooting with this like big time chef on Thursday. Amazing. It was outstanding. And I was annoying Mark saying they call the pasta sauce gravy. And they like, he gets so mad. He gets so mad when they're like, and
you
even
call
the
it
chef.
That or who calls it that?
Tony Soprano.
No, in New York, they call
in New York,
like in America.
There's a
they
scene.
They get a little more gravy on that, but they mean
no, yeah, they call it gravy, but it's tomato sauce.
Dude, Italians.
But this, what it is.
And they put sugar in it.
There's a scene where Tony's sitting with Junior and they're having a discussion and Tony's like mopping up the plate with that bread and he's like, June, try some of this gravy, right? Like with the pasta sauce. And real Italians are like disgusted by that.
Oh yeah,
So I call it gravy. And at the shoot, Mark's like to the chef, he's like, this chef is like literally one of the biggest chefs in Canada.
Some of the wise guys are getting mad. Like,
oh, they were, the
chef
it with
was
the gravy
getting stuff.
Mad at me.
Some of the key grips getting a little angry here.
They were getting upset. The chef was getting upset. He says in his French accent, gravy sounds so dirty. And Mark's like, I know. And I was like, it's kind of a New York thing. You wouldn't get it.
Their word for it's Sugo anyway, so fuck off.
Sugo?
Yeah.
Fucking Italians on their high horse.
Well, Sugo is specifically American Italian. Like they're there's like a version of Italian food that's American. It's like, you know, chicken parm. You can't go to fucking Rome and be like, hey, can I get a chicken parm? They're like, what the fuck are you talking about? No, like none of that shit is like you can get in actual.
We got some little boys in the back room. Know if that does anything for you? Yeah.
But yeah, Sugo is actually awesome. Have you
in Toronto,
been there, Patrick? Oh yeah, have you been there?
No, I haven't yet. I tried to get an episode. I just signed a guy today. We
signed him to fucking Wise Tube. We only take 25 points.
You know what the best part is?
Let me tell you, either your brains or your signature is going to be on this contract to perform for Wise Guys.
There's basically what happened, though. JJ's a pyramid scheme. They have the thing. They've signed up five guys, one of them being JJ. JJ's got to sign up five guys.
Yeah.
They all pay a membership fee. And the money.
I said to Mark, I said, bro, nobody's watching this show, and we're just eating for free.
I says to him, I guess.
The best would be if one of these guys go, hey, you know, I heard this JJ's got a podcast, and then he just hears you say that, and he goes, hey.
Oh, my God. That would be disastrous.
I know. You'd actually have to pay for your own meals. Oh, my God.
No, I always suggest, I always offer.
What do you, would you be mad, though, if they made a spin-off of Wise Girls?
No, I wouldn't care, because it would bomb like every other chick flick.
Yeah. Do you when you sign these guys up, do you go, look, I'm gonna make
buff lesbian
put
duds.
He goes, I'm gonna put this on the map. I'm gonna put do you just lie to them or like just egregiously?
No. This season's blowing up. It's getting out of control.
The show's good. Who you sign? Even if
the one with Joey was the best one.
Okay, even if we say, which we agree that JJ's the buff gay duds is better than we all thought it would be, which we can probably agree to. Your network that you were
count me out. I haven't watched it.
Okay. What network? Say again.
You just said you signed someone to your network.
Oh, yeah. We got a new restaurant on the east side. It's amazing.
Exclusive contracts.
Oh, I was on the phone with the restaurant owner for an hour. Great guy. Highly
literally, he got off with you. He goes, I have no idea what that was about. He probably got off. He goes, I just signed up for something.
So he knew when I contacted him, I sent him a DM. Me and Misha went out for dinner last night. This place, it's like a patio on the east side. And they have like, basically they turned a parking lot into a patio. There's 10 restaurants that will deliver to this patio, this outdoor patio. One of the restaurants was his restaurant.
Wait, so you're just eating in a parking lot and then you just get Uber Eats to the parking lot?
Exactly. That's what she said. Exactly. She says it's Uber Eats.
But so you can Uber Eats one of 10. What if you
No, but
Uber
they're all
Eats
within like walking distance. So it's like it's a nice patio though. It's like on a beach kind of thing, but not a beach, it's a parking lot.
Okay. And do people
have some of these
you?
Downtown as well?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you just pay for the food. You're helping out the restaurant. Some of the restaurants that don't have patios. So we go there.
It's a shared giant patio space in a parking lot.
Exactly.
It's like that food hall thing, but just outside.
Exactly.
The food hall thing is doing that.
Oh, it is the food hall thing. Okay.
No, they are doing that, but this is a different one.
All right. Okay, so
long story short, we get food. It's amazing. And that's what Wise Guys Entertainment said, production said. I should have a t-shirt for merch that says everything and then a checkbox which says amazing. I thought that's very clever.
JJ's a true food critic. I like all things.
No. I just don't comment when I don't like things. I just don't say anything.
That's the sign of a true critic.
What? That doesn't say it?
You only give positive
Positive reviews, just like Jonathan Gold, Jonathan Gold, the late great Jonathan Gold.
Known for integrity, Jonathan Gold.
Yes.
The thing is, if you give bad reviews, you don't get to scam people into free.
Well, right, exactly. And this is,
you know, they go, hey, this guy's gonna break my balls. I'm not giving him free food.
Are you kidding me?
I ain't breaking my balls.
We're taking this to New
York. Breaking my balls.
We're taking this to New York, and that first month I'm there, we're eating free.
It's amazing, sort of like your two thumbs up, where like the Siskel and Ebel, like you, the JJ and Mark give it amazing. It feels like you're trying to make amazing into your catchphrase.
No, it's not. I mean,
lights out is a way better catchphrase than
amazing. Yeah, but he's amazing.
And your actual catchphrase.
I don't have catchphrases. I just think something's amazing.
Someone's like, hey, are you JJ Lieberman? All right, I'll say it. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I didn't
but he
do
knew
it.
Who I was. He said, I've seen you. And we then talk comedy, we talk food, and
no one should ever forget that JJ walks down the street filming himself screaming at the top of his lungs. No one has fucking seen this guy do comedy. They are he's a famous bum in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you go, hey,
that's
that
who JJ
psycho,
is.
You're that psycho in Cabbage Town who's just
JJ's
constantly yelling.
This guy, what are you, some sort of comedian? JJ's like, actually, I started doing open mics, but now it's more like
exactly.
Mostly just yelling outdoors now.
We chatted for a while. I'm really into food though. You like food? The guy's like, yeah.
Man, I'm so
all right.
Keen
another
on
fan.
Food
amazing. He signs his back. Amazing.
Amazing. He goes, you ruined my shirt. Amazing.
What did the momentum stop?
I don't know. You were doing weird things. But anyways, the moral of the story is I lost my wallet.
That's brutal.
Yeah,
dude. Sucks. I fucking, there's so many things in there you never get back to. My keys. But the good news
domes.
Any
all
boners?
Domes.
Any boners? Any? That's the biggest loss. You lost your fucking green card, but you also lost a couple boners.
Money things don't bother me as much because that's like you just have to like accept that a certain amount of time in your life you're just gonna like have to take financial losses like that. So that's just what it is. But the other things, like each of them takes 45 minutes. It's like I just lost myself two games.
That's a nightmare.
That's the problem.
It's replacing and getting the cards. I
hate to harp on this fact, but if you just didn't have a wallet like me, you wouldn't.
What do you do for money?
JJ, he keeps his fucking cards in his
ass. I literally keep loose cards in my pocket. But
yeah, that's what I do too. I'm a loose card guy.
I pioneered that. I never heard of anybody ever doing that.
Oh, no, I've been doing it forever. I don't own a wallet.
That's an amazing.
You also don't have... I just feel like you diversify because you're like the worst case scenario, you lose one of the cards.
Guy,
but I would never. But I would never carry something like a green card in that.
You
literally have a wallet, JJ. You have a money clip. You just said you don't have that.
I don't have it.
Bingo got his ass. JJ just put his fucking credit card on.
Literally, JJ goes. Yeah, I've never had a wallet, and then JJ just pulled out his wallet to show everybody that he has. That counts. If you have a money clip, that's a wallet.
That
JJ is just showing his healthcare.
Yeah, JJ, credit card, health card.
Yeah, she'll prove to us that you have a credit card by holding it up to the screen. And turn it around the other way because we want to make sure that it's the real deal.
You want to see my wallet? Here we go, right here, baby.
Yeah, that's it.
Insane,
similar thing.
You're a slob. You guys are both homeless people. Like, I'd be so embarrassed to pull that out in front of a chick just to.
What do you pull out like a baton?
They're shameless, Ryan. Don't even bother. They're shameless.
What do you mean? Like, was it like a Vuitton?
No, Ryan's wallet is like a fucking, like, I don't know.
I have a wallet.
Is it like a wallet chain with the Velcro?
Yeah, I'm the weird one because I have a wallet. Danny has a stack of frigging gum wrappers in his pocket that he considers a wallet. No, a roll of pennies.
Oh, the penny clip, too.
I gave all my change in to help with the coin shortage.
Yeah, there's a coin shortage here. I don't know if you heard about that, Patrick. And they say on the thing that the Federal Reserve ran out of coins.
Yeah. Surprise. I'm sure nobody's hoarding any.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's none in a big room with some guy like laying on them going like, give us who?
You think there's a few dudes Scrooge McDuck in it?
Yes.
Just like, there's like a coin. They're just like laying in their coin pool and then they're like watching CNBC and then there's like a coin shortage and they're like, click. Just turn
Lord,
it off.
Get out of the coin bath.
Well,
They can only run coins or bills at the same. You know, it's either like running pennies or $100 bills, and they're like, "Yeah, we're a little. The machine's a little tied up right now." Just 24 hours a day printing hundreds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy how little you kind of like understand the mechanisms and like how just like brittle the system you are. Where like a pandemic hits and like we're like, okay, so why are we running out of coins? Why are those things related in any way?
Why do you even need coins? They're trying to sell them.
Dude, honestly,
anyway.
The fact that they're still doing the penny here is ridiculous. Because it's like you have Canada to be like, here's this test case where like we got rid of the penny, not an issue. Why are there still – like I feel ridiculous.
What am I supposed to give a homeless guy then if they get rid of the penny?
I'm like, but they give you a penny, pennies and change. I'm like, it's
they
a
They say anything helps and you go, no problem, loud and clear, and you flick them a penny.
Like just chuck a penny at them like they're
we have a new legislative proposal. We're going to in the United States begin to get rid of the penny. We'll slowly cycle it out. All of a sudden from New York you just hear no from the fucking Jewish community.
That's right. You can picture them. It appears that you rounded this one up when in fact it should have been rounded down.
I think you may have overlooked a few things with this penny thing. A highly undervalued coin.
They'll be getting the better deal. Like Danny's people will be like, every time they'll be rounding that up to it. They're making 2 cents extra on every transaction that's in the middle. So
they'll also just try and hold
the
pennies.
No, they round down if.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll round down when it suits them and up when it suits them. I'll tell you that much.
There was a.
But anyways, I got my landlord down $400. So
really
cooking, yeah.
How? Yeah. Why? Because people are moving out.
Damn it! I wish my place was the same price as your place.
I said, are you familiar with the Wise Guys Entertainment? We got a
production.
For you.
Yeah.
Hey, we're gonna post a little couple tips on the internet.
I said I know the guy in Wise Guys Entertainment. He goes, okay, tell me what you want.
It's whatever you want.
And then he said, I'll give you $2,000 a month, but you got to sign another year lease. And I said, sure.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
So, So are people moving out of your building? Do you see this happening?
Oh, dude, my fucking, where I live, Stuytown, it is a nonstop exodus. It's
no
crazy.
Way.
They are going to, it's going to take, especially where I live, because this is 110 buildings, like identical 110, 14-story buildings that are like, you know, massive, massive complex. Like, it's going to take them 5 years to fucking fill this thing up.
So it's all connected, your buildings?
No.
Danny lives in an apartment building, but there's like one building.
I live in a tenement.
What's Danny that mean? Lives in, well, it like literally
it's
one,
like a ghetto,
Amazon,
but it's
but
like nice.
Apartments. Like one, you know, one Scrooge McDuck owns like 75,000 little apartments.
Oh, okay. So, I know what you mean. Yeah. I've seen them in like Long Island City. Like,
I mean, like New York is like where they have them in Asia and like China and stuff, but it's basically like.
So you just see people walking out?
Giant.
Yeah. Sometimes you see people walking out of the buildings.
No, but what are they doing? They're with bags errands. And stuff and they're just like, we're leaving.
Going to the store, maybe.
Moving,
going
there's
for a walk.
U-Hauls. There's U-Hauls and moving trucks. Outside
in the buildings.
Yeah, they literally are inside. They don't even fit too. They're smashing the walls. Just
come on.
There. No, but dude, there's just where I'm just in front of one of the buildings. Every day since I've been back here, there's just like U-Hauls, moving trucks, like moving whatever.
Are you keeping an eye on the real estate? Like, is there an actual effect of the price of things in New York? Is it
the thing?
Yes, but what Danny's not mentioning is all the U-Hauls is because he's been bringing girls over from Tinder, and then
and they gotta roll them out the back.
It's the only way.
They bring them up on a dolly, like Hannibal Lecter.
If I was single, I'd be hitting up those BBWs.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Fuck yeah. One of my favorite thing.
His are BUWs, big ugly women. BDWs, big disgusting women.
So I actually have been looking at real estate prices. They're not going as far down because people, I think, are like not wanting to sell quite yet.
No, seems like a crazy thing right now. Like, how much of an idiot would you have to be like, we're selling now? And like,
but I mean... Yeah, but honestly, like, the price
is 6 months, obviously.
But you know what, though? It's like there are people who are of the opinion who are like, it's going to be worse. It'll be worse in 6 months.
James Altucher?
No, yeah. Well, he says, like, you should never buy a house I did his podcast today, actually.
Oh, you did? Did you speak about the Jerry stuff?
I did. I talked
And what
to him
was that? Okay, let's
I
get
talked
the...
to him. I talked to him on Twitter, too. He hit me up because I sort of, like, defended him on, like, a podcast. And I didn't even defend him that hard. I was just, like, kind of, said, dude, I don't know. Like, I like James, right? He's, like, my friend, so I'm not going to, like, go hard on him. And then I said he was taking like a contrarian stance, and Jerry Seinfeld like didn't have any rebuttal, and I'm like, just how crazy people were mad about it. And then he basically said the crazy part, the extra crazy part, is his ex-girlfriend wrote an article being like, I think I can comment on this because I lived with him for 4 years. And then his
ex-girlfriend,
and he even like said when she moved out, he like gave her money and he was like super nice to her. And then she wrote a fucking hit piece, and his cousin or something like that wrote a family member wrote one like, I've known James since he was one, and this is why he's a piece of shit and all this.
No
stuff.
Way.
Yeah, dude. Family members of his. He said when that article came out, he said that he got kicked out of 5 Facebook groups online.
No, come on.
He got kicked out of Facebook groups.
That's so insane.
It's fucking maddening.
People
it's
are retarded.
Madness.
Seriously, people are just straight up retarded. Like, just
that
retarded.
Is like that is quite interesting because it's such a kind of innocuous fucking article.
I know.
Like imagine doing like a Toronto is dead and it's never coming back, and people would be like. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Well, the best part about all of it is, like, a month ago, people were smashing the windows and burning, like, every single building, and they were all like, yeah! And this guy's like, yeah, New York's kind of like, I don't know if New York's
kind of changing maybe for the worst.
Yeah, and they're like, you could kill yourself! And then tomorrow, someone will be on Facebook being like, yo, America's the best, and he'll have an American flag up, and they'll be like, yo, this nationalist piece of shit. Anyways, what were we talking about? New York's bad. I will kill you if you ever say anything bad about my city! Like
yeah.
The amount of picking and choosing what
Absolutely.
Their opinions are is so crazy.
They have no principles. It's literally
Zero.
Just like...
Oh, you know what? Once Danny said this, and I won't even say this about the fucking female
Dicks are
comedian.
Better than vaginas, yeah.
No, yeah, fat's better than skinny. But he once said this about a female comedian, and it was so on the fucking nose. He said, this dirty bitch has no integrity. You remember who I'm talking about? You didn't say dirty bitch, but you said
like,
she
I'm
has
like,
no
I
integrity.
I don't ever say that.
I'll tell you, she's dating someone.
That'll narrow it down.
Oh, yeah.
I actually kind of did narrow it down for me to be completely honest.
You know who it is. You exactly know who it is. She used to hang out around the corner, and Danny once said she has no fucking
intent. Out again. That is not who I was thinking
of. I was like, honestly, okay, never mind. Maybe what's that, 10 people?
JJ, do you remember what specifically she did that would indicate her not having integrity?
She's just an awful human being.
Thank you for being specific and detailed, filling it in. You're filling time on this podcast.
Danny nailed it with the no integrity. It's not female. It's just not funny person who steals other people's cadences, fucking rips off material, does their shitty, stupid fucking bits.
Honestly, I don't have a better idea than when he started. Yeah. All this info, and I'm like, I still
will climb to the top.
You're naming every single
right
one of
there.
Them.
Look in chat. That dirty bitch.
I'm sure he should have to go on the screen.
He's totally gonna go on the screen.
What happened?
You idiot.
I'm gonna have to go edit that out now.
Why? It's worse because Danny is like this. Like at first, it's like, oh, JJ's trashing zone, but more so, it's like the premise is that Danny called her a stupid bitch with no integrity.
Did it show up on screen?
JJ, you know it's getting edited out because
did it show up on screen?
I don't know. We've never done that in the. But I imagine.
All right,
that
well, it's at 50 minutes part of if you want to look at it.
Wow,
we have 50. Okay, I'll edit it. Yeah,
there's many people named that name.
And Danny's synopsis.
I do agree with that though. Yeah. Now that I said that,
I remember no you integrity. Saying
I didn't like her. She was dude. The first time
she's a fucking bad seed. Should be selling used cars in fucking Saskatchewan.
I mean, the first time I ever met her, she was like giving us. Like literally, like dropping knowledge about how comedy should work, and I was like, I'm out.
Just off.
You lost me forever.
She was just giving Danny the knowledge. Yeah, like everyone else, I would like advice from, but yeah. you must be less years than me, right?
Yeah. She goes, can I just give you a couple of advice?
I'm six months in. I mean, I'm sure you're less than that.
I know you just started, but I just got a little. Couple
I used to have a Rogers bit when I first started too.
I got fired up.
Anyways, JJ did get fired up, but I can't remember what the whole premise of that was.
We're talking about New York.
They have no problem holding 9 different opinions that all conflict in every single different way.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I mean, it's like the idea too, that like every city ever has only gone up in like a line, and there's like, you know, there's never any like troughs. It's just like, yeah, you're like a city can never have any sort of step back. Like literally there's like,
show me one city that was the center of the universe at the time that now looks like a fucking desolate shithole.
Rome. Wasn't that it? Wasn't
JJ
that?
All of them. all of them.
Oh, is that the thing that's happening?
Rome's not a desolate shithole, but they all take step back. Like, you know, there's
Rome is a shitty city compared to New York.
Yeah, compared to New York, not even a
question. But also like Athens. You want a better example? Athens.
But they were like the center of the universe at one time, right?
Dude, people was the biggest step down from grace.
Yeah.
By being able to fuck boys again?
Yeah, again, they were doing whatever they want. They were Epstein. It was a country full of Epsteins.
Oh, yeah.
They're just going to island fucking boys. Every single person there was an Epstein.
JJ, they invented philosophy and democracy and normalized pedophilia and bisexuality.
So you mean they invented a utopia?
Yeah.
By the way, my favorite philosopher is Diogenes.
Oh, what's his deal?
Oh, dude, he used to...
Tell us one thing he said.
He literally, Alexander the Great came up to him and said, if there's
one degeneratus,
if there's one thing I could grant you,
Ellen DeGeneres,
my favorite philosopher is DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres.
I believe she said, get the fuck on the floor, intern.
All right, sorry.
Clean quicker. Tell us what DeGeneres.
So he used to publicly urinate. And he called people sheep. And when Alexander the Great, who was so interested in him.
Oh, I heard about this guy.
Yes. Did I already talk about this last
week? No, but I heard about this guy. He's like, his whole thing was all be like really poor and all that stuff.
Yeah, he didn't give a fuck. He lived with the dogs. But when Alexander the Great said, if I could grant you one thing, what would it be? He said, get out of my sunlight.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Dude, fucking greatest stuff. The funniest thing.
This Dionysus guy was the best. Not the guy who took over the known world at 23. He hung out with the dogs and he pissed himself. Not like this Alexander, who by the time he was 19 had invaded Turkey and was assassinating Muslim kings.
He basically has like the, it sounds like you're describing like the world's first kind of just like unambitious comedian
burner.
But like he's like sounds like total unambitious comedian.
Exactly.
He's like, get out of my light.
Oh, this guy sounds so annoying. He's like, oh, I don't need a job or shoes. I'll just sit in Trinity Bellwoods with my notebook.
Exactly. Slacklining and fucking just like
masturbated in public.
What is savage? Yeah, this guy. I remember hearing about that guy specifically and being like, "Oh fuck, I would hate him."
Oh, I would love him. I would love the hang.
I mean,
by the way,
the,
he's only ethnically the guy Greek. He's Turkish, JJ.
He would be literally be a guy at open mics who like everybody would be rolling their eyes at, and he would do open mics. Don't get me wrong. When comedy started, he would be like, "Hey, I think I could do that."
Greece invented open mics.
Did they really?
Oh, absolutely. That's what like philosophy.
Their downfall.
Plays and stuff, exactly.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe
it, JJ, but some guys started going up and doing open mics and just screaming at people for it sort of distracted everybody.
Yeah, from what I heard, they were all bringer shows, so then no one was working because they were all supporting their friend's comedy career.
Chain effect.
Next thing you know, a bunch of Italians show up and the Greeks are nothing.
Is that what happened to the Greeks?
Yeah, they started pulling out pieces of papyrus with people's names on it out of clay pots to bring them
up. No, but what happened? What was their downfall? I don't...
Okay, so Alexander died in Syria. And
from HIV?
Basically, and then his five generals take over. They fight for about 80 years, and then the best one sort of takes over. He's like in charge of like Greece and Macedon, and then he picks a fight in Magna Graecia, which is what Rome is going to come from.
There wasn't even Rome then.
Do you think that there was
the same
thing
as the American Revolution?
Dude, this is better than like hardcore history. That was so quick.
Yeah. Patrick knows stuff. And he also knows that, I don't know if you heard the Greek first open micer, Jajarius. And he goes, "You faggot retard piece of gay shit." That was actually the downfall.
Up next, we bring to the stage JJ Libermistis with his performance of "You Faggot Bitch."
It's like, and someone's like, "Hey, can you someone give him the candle? Can you give him the candle?"
Yeah, give him the candle.
Give him
you
the candle.
Fuck sake, fuck you.
Someone's at the back just waving the candle.
My wife's awfully vulgar for first thing in the morning.
My wife wouldn't even fuck a kid in front of me.
Did they swear back then, or was that not invented yet?
They had just different swear words for
but not
similar
fuck.
Things. They had their own version of fucking shit.
What were they? Do you know?
It's again, Greek words are funny.
That's one of those things you can always know, right? The swear words in every language, if you're going to know anything, right?
Yeah, especially the ones that don't exist anymore. I'm sure there are versions of it, right? They're like it's not modern Greek. It's like old.
Malacca.
Yeah, Malacca. Yeah, I thought Malacca means like.
I would love if they were saying Malacca like thousands of years ago. That one just like stood the test of time. They're like, yeah, we're not getting rid of that one.
Like Tabernac, right?
Well, because that's Angelo Tsaroukas or whatever. That's like his whole.
Oh, he does say Malacca.
He does all the there's like he has bits about Malacca where he's like
JJ doing stand up 17,000 years ago or 100,000 years ago for a bunch of cavemen and all the cavemen pointing like that guy looks like a caveman. Look at this underdeveloped being.
As he goes to say the
dude, there were people
him have overdeveloped brow. Him's feature look Cro-Mag.
They're going in on him. That is pretty funny. The idea of this fucking Athens open mic, that'd be okay sketch.
All in togas.
That stupid idiot with reading his book, just sitting on the thing, Mark Maron style, like
totally.
What is you? I don't even know what a Greek would be like. Yeah. So what do you guys want to talk about?
What do you guys want to talk about?
What philosophy do you want to talk about?
It's like
Socrates
open
mic, the philosophy square. What philosophy you guys want to talk about? Who's this?
Angelo.
Angelo.
I just couldn't really see it, but okay.
So people listening, JJ's holding up his phone to the thing and just
so we can see a glary, distorted.
I don't even know what was the point of that, JJ.
Oh, because you brought up his name, so I just wanted you to.
So you just wanted to be like, yeah, we know who he is. That's why I brought up his name.
Yeah,
You just the like,
fit,
so I just
fit from Athens by Chris Ruckicus was there are Africanus and then there
Nigrarians.
Do you know him? Is he doesn't hang out in New York, does he?
No, this is in LA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just know from that
weekend. Everybody knows bitches be contracting syphilis.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hope you're enjoying the episode. Do us a quick favor. Take a screenshot of your phone right now. Go into Instagram. Post it to your story. Tag at FuckingomicsPod, at Danny Jokes, at Ryan Long Comedy. It'll only take 10 seconds. You'll be doing us a huge favor. Now, back to the episode. Enjoy.
Yeah. I did the.
Hey, buddy, you know, we got Athenians and we got Spartans. Anybody like Athenians?
Everybody like
nobody likes Spartans. Don't get me started on the Corinthians.
See, the Athenians, we be fucking our children like this. But the Spartans.
Spartans be like, oh, I am having sex with a child. Oh.
Where
the Athenians be like, blah, blah.
Yeah, you telling me you 5 years old? You 6 now.
Don't tell nobody.
I'm going to give this motherfucker a year for every inch. All right.
Keep this between you, me, and Aphrodite.
You think it was better? You honestly think it was better then?
Dude, that's the fucking wackest what? Philosopher by far, though. That guy
Diogenes
in the mud, and he's like rolling around in the mud, and his followers must have been the ultimate real gross crew.
Yeah, that was the original gross crew. That's why JJ fucking.
That dude, oh, I love this guy, man. He's my hero.
He's rolling around in the mud, and people start listening to his stupid opinions. You shouldn't even have anything.
He lived in a wine barrel too.
Yeah,
I hate this guy.
Awesome. Savage.
Oh, he seems like the best hang.
Savage. Dude.
Yeah, rock and roll, dude.
Fucking rock and roll, dude. He lives in a fucking wine barrel. He's like, you're really just literally, he's a drunk. He's just like a drunk.
By the way,
like he got so smashed that he put on a wine barrel after he got loaded, and then everybody's like, dude, that's fucking hilarious.
Dude, that guy is 100% the guy at a party that had to be like climbing on the roof, and everyone's like,
or wearing a wine barrel. Like,
you think that was a thing too?
Oh, he fucking put, you know, there's the dude, the Denver Broncos guy. He goes, he wears a barrel.
No.
What do you mean? The guy who's like,
I thought you meant a player wears a barrel.
You're retarded. You think a player wears a barrel?
I didn't know what you're saying. I thought you meant
Is that allowed? Is that equipment allowed?
Dude,
to wear?
My friend
Von Miller's like, I wear a barrel now.
My friend in high school, Andrew Williams, his aunt's name was Barrel.
Oh no!
And she was fat too.
Barrel. She was also busted.
Did she have big titties?
Yeah, yeah, big black.
I love those
BBW,
fucking,
JJ. That's up your alley.
No, but like they're really, really like just like a tall, skinny guy has huge dick. It looks fucking just a
tasty,
big,
huh?
Yeah, big chick with some fucking huge hammers.
Yeah, 100% though, that could be the fucking most annoying guy in the world to be a fucking high.
And it makes sense
with.
that would be JJ's favorite.
My favorite.
Yeah, like.
Coolest philosopher.
Dude.
What did he come up with? What's his theories? Or is it just like his whole thing is like just
they consider him the like original Mark Twain.
Who did?
They.
Like, does he have any like works? Like, does he have any works that have like lasted? Or is he?
No, he.
Oh, that's the one thing they say.
That's
the one thing they say. He has like nothing.
Okay, I'll tell you.
That's really what they say. He has like nothing. There's nothing.
I will tell you what his claim to fame is.
Okay,
it's literally like a joke. It's likely not true. It's not like Aristotle or Sophocles or something like that.
No, he's not.
He would go up to people with a lantern or a candle or a torch or whatever it was for the time, and he would just hold it up to people's faces. Not close, but just so that he could see their faces. And then eventually, literally trolling people, someone would say, why are you doing this? And he would say, just looking for an honest Greek.
Oh my God. That is the fucking equivalent of like the pickup artist asking it's girls like a, to pick a card. Like,
yeah,
just trolling around.
Check out my, he wore a wacky hat.
No, totally would be the kind of guy.
Dude,
I would
know what it is? It's the equivalent of a grown man walking around a party saying a sphincter says what?
Yeah.
Just pull my finger. Hey, why don't you pull my finger? You know what?
He's one of the fathers of cynicism.
Yes.
Oh my
yes.
God.
But not
especially
like
especially after everyone in the village like knows his trick and he's still doing it. Like that's what, something you should do maybe once, and it's his gimmick. He's like, yeah, I can't stop. I'm known for it. Got to put on the barrel and do my thing. He's the reason, Batman of the.
The reason he's known is because he would pull that shit in town and then would literally be like, go. You have to go somewhere else now. So he would be in another town doing the same thing. That's how he's known.
Bring his stupid act, open mic act.
He brings it on the road. He goes, we're taking this on the road.
Yeah. Are you taking it on the road, or were you literally kicked out of that town? Are they going to kill you the next time you try to go there?
I have no more possessions. Obviously my lamp, but.
Alexander the Great was fascinated by him, paid him specific visits. So he must have been doing something right.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Probably just needed help writing roast jokes. Alex is like, man, I got this big roast coming up. He's like, can you help me punch this shit up?
Well, whatever it was,
I got this
it.
Big gig with the Sassanid Empire.
Yeah, that's I heard that after he was hanging
they like
out.
The edgy shit.
He went to have a soup punch up his victory speech, and then after that guy got involved, he changed his name to Alexander the Good.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, there's a lot of those Greek philosophers that when you hear their stories, you go, yeah, that'd be annoying. Like Socrates, even like Socrates and stuff, they're like, you know, why do we have this? And, you know, then you go, I don't know, to eat it, and be like, but what is eating? And you go, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, what an annoying human being.
Hey, Socrates, if you keep doing this, I'm going to lie about you and get you killed in a trial.
Dude, Socrates is literally the little kid that says, why? But why?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Why?
That's where that comes from.
It is. That's for Socrates.
Is that really where it is?
Yeah.
I thought it just came from like kids trying to be annoying.
Some dumb idiot.
But why is the sky blue? Because of this. Why? But why? That's a Socrates in a nutshell. He never said anything. He just says why over and over till other smart people like come up with some theories.
Yeah.
Until he finally found another smart guy.
No, and then at the end of his life, he says, I know now that I know nothing. Which is just like, hey, guys, I know we all recognize I was the smartest person in the world, but I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
He's
the original
fuck
host of Punk'd.
And then JJ's guy's like, Socrates is like, now I know nothing. He's like, yo, I want to get sloshed and put on some barrels and run around.
Yeah.
Yo, I just fucking
roll around
with
dog shit.
Yeah. You roll around. Yo, you want to put some barrels on and roll around in dog shit?
And Socrates is like, sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah, dude, that sounds so sick.
Dude,
let me hit up my boy Sophocles and we'll fucking come down and fucking bro out.
That must have been the fucking gayest squad, like all those philosophers just running around like up their own asses with how smart they were.
In togas.
You think the toga thing was real?
Oh, of course it was. But in Athens, they like did like obsess over intellectual stuff. So they would have been getting like fucking mad puss.
And boys.
I mean, that's a positive. Even after he was rolling around in the mud. JJ, your guy, what's his name again?
Diogenes or Diogenes or yeah.
So is that where degenerates come from? Is that the
No. I don't know. I don't know where degenerate comes from.
Okay, so did they say that he got pussed as far as your reading has gone that you've been hearing about?
I haven't gotten there. But they said he just publicly masturbated. So
is
probably
it possible? JJ literally heard this reference on a podcast. And
is it
no, I didn't. I actually found it myself.
It's a translation error. Then when he said he was rolling around in the mud, what he meant that he was fucking dudes' asses.
Possibly.
Hey, yeah,
JJ, it sounds like you were born in the wrong era.
I definitely was,
mud, so to speak.
You would have been like an intellectual. You would have been like an intellectual back then.
You think
then.
So? I fuck. So, yeah. So many things would have been great then. The fucking
gay stuff was
gay shit.
Cool.
Being smart.
Yeah, rolling and shit, wearing a barrel.
Yeah, that's where hanging out with
JJ,
dogs.
You basically wear like your clothing, like wearing like shirts out of beer cases. That's like the modern day version of just wearing a barrel.
Yeah, absolutely.
This was a $40 t-shirt. How much is yours?
JJ you would swindled. Wear. Yeah, JJ would wear.
I was like, you paid $40 for that.
Like what are you drinking?
$12 Under Armour shirt.
Yeah, I guess that is water. The same. JJ wears shirts that come with a beer case. He wore a shirt that came with his wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, this is the original garment. Once you finish drinking this, you can wear it.
Yes. Buy the Malacca's Greek wine, and we will throw in free straps for the barrel, and you can make it into a fun shirt.
Yeah, it was the original
promo. For being
promo.
A poor shithead.
It was the original alcohol promo.
Are you a stupid bum walking around the Black Sea coast with nothing to wear but constantly drunk on wine?
And for an extra $2, we will throw in a novelty slogan on the barrel.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's like a
novelty slogan that says it's a full moon tonight. Or like, when you bend over,
or like that.
Oh, it's like the little kid with the Athens shirt pissing on the
the Hakkadian thing. Just bumper sticker shit. Or like the blurry, like one tequila, two tequila, three tequila floor. And he's like, it's pretty funny, huh?
Yeah, Saturday.
My son graduated from Aristotle's Academy.
Yeah, Saturday's lousy for fucking the boys.
Yeah.
That's where the original translation was. Saturdays are for fucking the boys. Hey, my wife always wants to hang out, but Saturdays are for fucking the little boys. We all know that. Novelty slogan on a beer, on a wine bottle, on a
wine barrel.
In ancient Greece.
No fear. It says no fear.
No fear.
No fear, no queers.
Let's fucking go.
What was the not the shitty version of no fear? The like
no surrender. You're thinking of barely any fear.
Nah, barely any fear. Minimal fear.
Yeah, some fear.
Fuck, what was it?
No there surrender.
Was it?
Yes, that's 100% sure, dude. Okay. And that is the one you can get at Walmart. That was the, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes, I remember No Surrender.
Did you, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever have No Surrender?
No, what was the other one that was really big, which had that crazy writing on it? No Fear. Yeah, No Fear, right. No Fear, I remember that.
Other No Fear, No Surrender? Yeah, what's the other one other than that?
Who's the one that was based off of that, though, No Fear?
It was the No Fear shirt.
It was No Fear.
Oh, shit.
Why do you think it got so big?
Fucking sick product. What do you mean?
Yeah. Oh, was?
Same thing as like what Tap Out shirts kind of were.
Oh,
like,
my God. Remember how crazy Tap Out got?
Don't you have a Tap Out shirt, Gigi?
No, but I
didn't
did
you
say...
have one? A red one?
No.
Yeah, you have a Tap Out.
Oh, maybe I
you
do.
Have a you have a Tap Out shirt.
No, that was a Popeye shirt. That was a Popeye Nutrition shirt.
No, but you had a Tap Out shirt. I'm almost certain. I'm almost certain that JJ,
no,
one of you wretch... Maybe not anymore, but you had a Tap Out shirt.
But I said what I don't understand, and I was trying to write this as a bit, are guys who stand beside fighters and they hold a fist up when they take a picture. It's like the stupidest thing in the world to like see a fighter and then take a picture, but hold your fist up to him. But you're not a fighter.
Right. They very often are, though, JJ.
No, like regular people. There's a picture of Robert.
Sorry, JJ. I thought you meant of like when they do that.
No,
like,
I mean
like
in the
him at a
ring
bar or
when,
something.
Yeah.
Oh,
Robert
God,
Kackham.
Yeah, that is gay.
It's the gayest thing. Robert Kackham, I saw in his thing. And I just laugh. I just look at that picture and laugh of him with this Jack Black dude. I don't know who it is. Maybe it's Floyd.
That's like a fan coming up to you to take a
with
picture.
With a microphone.
Microphone.
No, I was saying they both put the duct tape over their lips.
I don't get why I have duct tape over my lips. So.
Because it's like
because we got to silence these
edgy. Because you don't take any prisoners.
Yeah, it's the edgy.
Comedy takes
no
prisoners.
Tape, yeah,
I've never said that.
I've never. Yeah, your comedy takes no prisoners.
But, you know, and
prisoners.
This is the thing. I sent this kid a message. Can you imagine that these guys who say such nice things to you? Then they not that I'm looking to do comedy. Then they produce a show and they don't even reach out to you.
I mean, you literally bully him every time I've seen you in person with him. It's just you nonstop bullying him.
Absolutely, do not.
Okay, so you've taken a distinctly sexual predator attitude towards
not,
this.
Not for him. He's disgusting.
That's not true, JJ. Everybody's seen what you do to this boy.
Not him. Maybe Foja, the other one, but not him.
See, and that's also the point, is that you keep also like referring to Foja as the one that you would fuck. Like anytime I accuse you of saying, I think you might want to fuck some
DM'd
of these young
him
boys,
said,
be like, they're not like
pictures.
Foja.
Dude, it's literally the last like five times I've seen the two of them together, you and Kackham. It's like you guys are just basically like uncomfortably, you're like bullying him and then he like yells back at you and you're like, this isn't how people should hang out ever. Like, it's fucking so weird.
Why? Isn't that what comedy is? You just fucking...
It's just bullying teenagers?
It's the rich boss version of comedy.
He's the rich boss. By the way, I sent a video of when I snapped a couple poker players, didn't realize I was a comedian and they wanted to see it. So I was sending that video from the corner where I snapped. Everybody was there. All the boys were there where I snapped and what's-her-face got on the microphone.
That was so funny.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh, you have a video of that?
Yeah, yeah. David Foggia was filming it. I didn't even realize.
I didn't know that.
And I put it on
Instagram. Not the full set, or he just started.
I had to take it down because all I remember was Patrick saying it was so cringy seeing me yell, "I'll do my art."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Before you told him to take it down, you should have sent it to me for me to make a fun video out of.
Oh, do you want
I'll
it?
I'll do my art.
Yeah,
I'll do my art. The way I do my art.
Let me see.
Yeah, it was
back.
Something like that.
Did you see that Sam Morril video or whatever?
Where what happened?
He some woman basically was like, "You can come do comedy in my backyard," sold tickets and stuff, had all these comics. Sam Morril was there, and then she got loaded and basically heckled every comedian, even though she invited them there. And then literally during Sam Morril's set, she grabbed the mic out of his hands and was everybody was booing her. And then she's like,
"Oh yes, I've seen this now."
She's like, "It's my fucking backyard." And she's railing about the patriarchy and all this nonsense. And he's like, he drove out, it wasn't close. It's he went somewhere that has a yard.
Sounds like a real degenerate.
A Diogenesis. She was wearing a barrel. She was actually wearing a barrel. So,
one sec.
Yeah.
Did he get any money up front?
No. And basically the way it sounds, I didn't get the exact details, but it sounded like she kind of scammed basically everybody. And then, but
that's what I
had
heard. That's what I had heard initially was that this. Woman was that she didn't necessarily get drunk and fuck it up, that she was doing something shitty from the outset,
she was also heckling the whole show.
Yeah, exactly. But I what I heard was that was probably her plan from the beginning, that the second the comedy started, that it became very obvious that it was not booked in good faith.
Oh, because the one
that's what they're saying on Reddit.
Oh, okay. Because the one thing that did seem was she did seem you've seen, we've all seen 50 videos like this where it's it's a chick complaining, but she's swaying. She's so wasted, she can barely stand. So it's she just seemed she's hey, you're in my fucking backyard. And she's like, this is not the kind of comedy I thought this was going to be. And talking about the patriarchy and all that fucking nonsense.
She thought they were going to show up and give a speech about
it. I don't know. I don't know. But she just was not what she was expecting. And then she's just fucking smash OLED.
She wanted some leftist grievance comedy.
Yeah. I mean, it's the only kind. Is there any other kind? Did they get paid? No, it sounds like they lost money. They're it seems like they're we got scammed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what he said. He says she took everyone's money.
Yeah,
but I don't understand what that means when he says took everyone's money.
Because she was charging things.
Oh, because she was charging people to watch. And then everybody's no, we want to watch the show.
And yeah, and then she was charging people for drinks as well and everything that. And she was trying
money,
to sell food.
And then didn't pay any of the comics.
Yeah, I think this might have been a maybe a bit more premeditated, nefarious kind of
scam. Oh, you think it was a scam? And then she went out there women and she was nefarious. I don't like this comedy. But really, in her mind, she's cha-ching.
Exactly, to justify it. Be yeah, I have all the money at this point. So we're safe to just shut it down.
By the way,
it sounded they were heckling from the first comic, though.
But that's what they said on Reddit was that it sounded like it was a setup that she had planned, that she wasn't really surprised about what they did, that she was inviting them purposely that so she could have some viral video of comedians go into this woman's backyard and just start doing the most vile fucked up shit. That's what people on Reddit thought.
Regular acts.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's why I think it's safe to assume that is you could pretty much just invite any random comedian who is not an explicitly sort of social justice comedian. And then if you want to complain at some point, you could find a reason to complain in this retarded state of things.
Well, I did this. The one I did last night was 60% black people because it was the guy who did It's Black and his whole friend group was or whatever. So most people there, and none of them cared about any social justice sort of shit. Like, I was talking about Black Lives Matter, the whole thing. They were all like in, and just like your average like 30-year-old black chick. They were all just from Long Island, and no one cared.
Oh yeah, Long Island. There's no PC on Long Island.
No.
Oh, there's no.
By the way,
political correctness is like you basically, I think 20 minutes fucking out of Brooklyn and you're like, that shit's over.
Yeah, it is crazy the extent to which it's different. If you watch, like, I don't know if you guys have seen the things that they're doing in LA, and they keep like announcing, like every day it's like a new thing they announce. That the amount that is like moving away from like the rest of the world's reality, it is like happening very rapidly.
Like what specifically? The comedy ones or just like
here's a new one that happened yesterday. Is they're gonna make every big company, it's gonna be a law that they have to have like a diverse
board. The boards. Yeah.
You know, things like
51% visible minorities on the boards of companies over a certain threshold. Right?
Like how many companies would just be like, yeah, we're out of here? It's like
no, they are. They are. Yeah. They are.
But even it's not even, yeah, you're just like, why would I, you're like, well, it shouldn't be a problem. And you go, but why would I bother like staying in a place that you're going to keep giving me annoying rules?
Their reaction to that is fine. We'll have like an 80% exit tax for the state, which you can't do.
Is that
like,
illegal?
Yes, it's legal technically for the country to do it. I mean, legal. It's not constitutional, but the state's doing it. It is, the word for it is like excessive or some kind of thing that
it's insane, dude. Is it the governor that's doing it? Because this guy is like wiling out with his
Gavin Newsom. But they're also doing the same thing in Oregon, and Boeing is like almost is basically the primary employer outside of like the schools, like
and
the universities.
We're not doing that.
And they're just saying like, no, we are leaving. It's the end. They've announced like it's the end of Boeing.
Well, they just call their bluff. Oregon. They're like, look, okay. They're like Boeing's probably bluffing. They're like, we don't really want to have to relocate like the largest plane manufacturer in the world.
Well, no, they have to downsize anyways, and I think they're using it as an opportunity of just like, fine, we'll just distribute the stuff that's in Oregon to these
other
facilities.
But also, Oregon will
100%
It's so crazy. Oh, yeah. Like, these boards already exist, and you're like, you need to like get rid of the people that are on the board. You're like telling a company they have to fire people essentially.
You're saying, in a certain sense, replace them?
But they're not replacing them with Jews.
That was never the issue. It's the Jews will not replace us. We never said the new Jews will not replace us with Jews. No one ever thought that the Jews were going to breed us into an issue.
Well, you're telling Danny's joke is not making sense, because in Danny's joke, you say that we don't want... your jobs, because you interpreted that as, which I did as well, but
I've never heard anybody.
Mud's on your face is all I'm saying. But
and I got canceled for the mud being on my face. They thought I was blackface.
I didn't hear what happened for the last 10 minutes because I was on Sam Morrell's page.
So the gist of it is that,
don't fill him in.
No. But the thing is, dude, he went after Gaffigan. Is that what's up with Gaffigan lately?
Oh, Gaffigan is on one.
Why? What's wrong with
Julia
that guy?
Dreyfus, thanks to Trump.
What happened? What's his story? Like, I just
he was watching
TDS
because watching the Republican National Convention, and then basically he just went on like a Twitter.
Or
and like,
he's
sucks.
Been like locked in his house, like, and listening to quarantine, and he's been with his like wife and seven kids or whatever in some like New York apartment for
shooting
four
a
months.
Ford commercial,
something like that, and he like started
not being a good Catholic.
You think he was jerking off that morning, and then he just let out his pent up anger from beating off?
Yeah, I'm sure he's jerking off to late term abortions, like every fucking Democrat.
Or do you think he was just being really dirty, jerking off to fucking boys? That fucking perv.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You know how
I hate Jim Gaffigan now.
It was crazy, but you know how that thing where it's like the guys like there's like. You know, right wing people like Owen Benjamin or whatever, when they go off, like every one of their fans are like, more, more, more. Like, yeah, say the N-word now too, right? That's the same thing. I bet you all these big Hollywood people were messaging Jim Gaffigan being like, yo, you're doing the right thing, dude. This is what's
up. But he's like his fan, because he's like a clean Catholic dude, he probably has like at least 50%.
Obviously,
of his fans.
This was not the move for him, Danny. That's argument. My argument is that all of these like famous Hollywood people behind the scenes are probably texting him like, you're fighting the good fight.
You're
like,
so
I don't get why he
you know
just
what I mean?
Says,
so he's
fuck you, probably, Karen.
What?
Why?
Well, because she goes, you just lost a lot of your followers. And he goes, fuck you, Karen.
Oh, okay.
Because the lefties and liberals don't understand what a Karen is.
I think that woman's name was actually Karen.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, really?
It wasn't figurative. Her name was literally Karen. Yes,
that's correct. Oh, but it is very funny. Yeah. You know, the thing about, there's like so many funny components of it, but I do find it funny when fans message on people's things that they're not going to spend money on them anymore. Like, yeah. It's just like the like public boycott of your like $15 to whatever it is.
Yeah, there goes.
Oh, so funny. And yeah, they rarely do.
I'm gonna take all the money I spend on your comedy and buy Goya beans now.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, whatever.
But yeah, it's just one of those things where even aside from whether, you know, like it was the move, maybe you can say, hey, you know what, I have FU money now, I'm really famous, and if I lose fans, who gives a shit or whatever. But it's still, aside from that, it's like, that's not the best way to get your message across. Like, if you do really believe, you're like, I hate Trump so much, I want to get him out of office, this needs to happen, that didn't help. So, no. You know what I mean? All it did, so really, it's like, if you actually did make a funny thing and kind of like, you know, poke fun at the Trump the right way that maybe would bring some people over, it's just like, that stuff's just the wrong way to go about it. Because it's like, it's bad for your career. It makes.
Oh my God.
And then on top of that, it doesn't work.
No.
Dude, he literally wrote a novel about it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, he's just
what? Why? But why? Why do these guys go political? What's the
only
point?
Way that I would say that it maybe helps you is if like the Judd Apatows of the world see this and they go, solidarity, brother. Like, I'm putting you in my new movie.
Exactly.
But he's
yeah.
He's already on that level.
It's like a pledge of allegiance, like when Louis went and supported Hillary.
But he's on that level, though. It's like he's not even like he can't level up really. Like, he's not going to become like a
not a big movie star like that.
No, but I don't
this
think
he's going to be the next Batman.
he is the
Hot
this,
Pockets.
This election's version of Louis, though.
Basically.
He's the big famous stand-up comedian sidling up to the left who I don't think understands, like, Jim Gaffigan is going to get smoked by a fucking progressive, not by right-wing people.
What do you mean smoked, like canceled?
Yes. Right-wing people would let him get away with anything.
For? He's pretty squeaky clean, isn't he?
No, he's squeaky clean.
You think he's got something
squeaky,
in the past?
Squeaky clean.
Think you might be surprised, dude. He put it this way: he writes his TV show, his podcast, and his act with his wife.
Wife, yes, yes.
That.
I was just gonna say that. Oh my God, wow. That's
this
insane.
This guy's pretty fucking squeaky.
but this dude, like,
Patrick thinks they can't plant something on you. That's what you're saying, sort of, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No,
I mean,
you
like,
say don't underestimate them, is what you're
exactly.
saying.
Exactly. Fine, change the rules then.
Man,
change the rules. Hey,
never
cancel Jim for being a fucking patriarchal guy. Like, the wife doesn't get enough credit. He's a traditional straight white male. Again, like,
that's the one that, what's his name?
He doesn't have actual friends on that side. So it's like, fine, fuck you.
The Patriot Act guy, where they canceled him.
They canceled him?
That JJ, there's about nine articles now, or listicles, about how toxic the show's environment was for women, and that they were all the women, like, no specific stories, but all the women who ever worked on the show are scared to death of him.
Yeah, they're like, I couldn't handle the environment. It's like, all these people, you're like, yeah, probably you didn't deserve that job, and because you can't handle the pressure of a high-stress job like that, and you are now proving that.
Yeah.
Man, so he did make a post after it got canceled.
Who?
Hasan Minhaj.
What did he say?
He said, "What a run has come to an end. I got to work the best writers, producers, researchers, and animators.
Women suck, anyways. Like, thanks for everything."
Man, I'll tell you something.
Trump 2020.
If it's guys like that.
Because Trump 2020, MAGA, CAG.
MAGA Patriot changes. Hasan changes name to Patriot, MAGA Hasan.
Brown MAGA Patriot.
But it's guys like him. It's guys like him who will make everything like perfect for the environment, like, and then they get bit in the ass.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happened. That's legitimately exactly what
that's
happened,
exact same thing. He's conforming to the way the norm should be in Hollywood's mind, and then you get fucking punished for that.
I mean, like, maybe he's an asshole to work for. Like, maybe
so
he's like
what?
A guy who exactly. Like, maybe he's like,
he's probably equally jumped up.
No,
he's probably
exactly. It's the same thing Ryan said. Like, they wanted to get into the clubhouse and the locker room, and as soon as they got in the locker room, they're like, well, we don't like what's going on in here. And that's what happened. Someone like that, probably what you said, demands excellence.
Correct.
I demand excellence because I'm great.
Yeah.
No, it's probably the opposite.
You know, he might just be like a guy that's like, you know what? He came right. He was popping off right when this stuff took place. He made the right, like, Trump's bad joke, ended up getting a TV show, and then it's like, you're all in. Who knows what his personal beliefs are? Who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't probably writing that show to some extent, but.
That's what I mean. It's like, I think that it's more likely he was not ready for a show like that. And so there is some other executive producer who's probably created 90 other toxic environments on 90 other shows who is actually running that show. Like, he's not like a figure that would go in and be like, here's the writers who are going to be on my show and this is how I want it to look. He would be the guy who gets an offer from Netflix and be like, yes sir, I'll do whatever you say, sir. It's going to look however you would like it to look.
So sir. Then what are they complaining him about?
The environment.
Oh.
There was they said they had to work 8 hours a day. Yeah. That's the exact quote.
Oh no, come on.
Yeah. I was writing till my wrist was sore.
That's where the problem is. Yeah, they're like, well, we couldn't, that's the thing. We couldn't get by with just being this. I'm
that was the Huffington Post headline, I believe, yeah.
Is we couldn't get by with being this.
Oh my god, dude, if I ever like had a show with like a bunch of writers and one of the writers came out, I would just be like, what the especially if it was someone that was like a problematic writer to begin with. Which I think I would put them on blast hard. I would go, no, this person was like, I go, no, that's not what happened. You were the least funny person in the writer's room. No one liked you. You were a problem from the get-go. You were terrible to work with. And that was a problem for me. And I, if anything, I handled it as best I could. You stupid. That'd be good.
Ah, but the trick's on you because she was a brown woman and now you're canceled.
I mean, I love the idea that Ryan has a TV show where he's like, you know what? We need diversity and representation in the room.
They don't give you a choice. I know. Literally said they're not going to, every network said they're not going to put a single person on. So Danny, you better start working on that trans act.
Yeah, you should
tuck your cocking. I'll start working on my tan.
Can't remember who it was. Fuck. I was talking to someone and they were legitimately telling me that I should go. I was like, yeah, like on this thing, sometimes they like, CBC, like, for example, they needed like more girls. It was like, I don't know why you just didn't go trans. And I was like, I'll just go through with it. And I was like, yeah, the people knew me, so I don't think that would have worked.
Yeah, you're like, I have to
just go in there and stick to your story. And I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm gonna like stick to my story of the fact that I'm a woman and live my life saying everyone that I'm a woman for a
digital series. Isn't that literally Tootsie? Isn't that for a digital series? Yeah. Isn't that Tootsie, literally?
Seems like a lot.
Yeah, it seems like a lot for nobody to watch.
And yeah, someone, I can't remember who it was. Was it some New York comic and they were having trouble understanding why I thought that was probably not in the cards.
And it's like, but don't you want to do the Halifax Comedy Festival, Ryan?
Yeah, really. Live as a girl for fucking three straight years so you can be on
just
Winnipeg.
So you can get your 6-minute set that nobody's going to watch?
Yeah. You'll miss me with that. JJ, hey. You didn't get any of your gay benefits. But.
Oh, I didn't get anything.
Close. That's not true. Most of them are invisible.
We did an hour and a half. JJ, do you have any closing words for the fucking omnibus?
Closing time
for the fuck boys.
I like we keep it tight now.
Girls.
That's my favorite thing.
It does help when you pick an actual time and stick to it because it kind of makes your head go a certain way and you don't.
Nope. I'm done early tonight. I'm going to walk my dogs, read a little bit, and then study some poker.
Those people that just want to follow their dreams and, you know, they just want to be who they want to be. Is there any advice you have out for the kids out there? Maybe the young kid that says he want to be a JJ Lieber. He wants to be a stupid, bald, gay loser when he's older.
You work till your fucking eyes bleed. And
are you joking right now, JJ? Fucking, you haven't. So, Jay, he
guys,
still hasn't
guys,
posted
let me tell
the fucking thing.
Let me tell
two
you something.
Months.
I'm focused.
2 hours. Shut the fuck up, JJ. Shut
look
the
at your
fuck
fucking
up.
Nose grow.
2 months. You can't do two. You can't do 2 hours of work in 2 months.
Do you understand?
He literally. You know what he's bitching about? He literally goes, "My fucking wrist." He goes, "I posted some of the episodes." He goes, "My wrist was so sore, I couldn't do it anymore." And then he's like, "You work till your eyes bleed." Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, maybe not on this, but I'm doing something.
Hey, yeah, are you? I'm doing something that I have nothing to show for.
Okay, well, at least he's.
I'm just mad because I'm gonna have to fucking do it.
Do you think we should put that on the internet? New York comedian Pones open mic, lazy open micer.
The worst part is he spent more time defending why he can't do it. Like, he's literally used more time saying why he couldn't do this menial task when he could have just done it.
Because, you know,
right, about, so JJ, do you have any advice for the kids out there that yeah, have about, a task about and trying grinding, to avoid it?
About you grinding work, and working till you your eyes bleed.
You work till your eyes bleed, and when
and
they
shirk
off
any responsibility,
and when
tell,
they
tell these youngsters about work ethic,
and when they offer you menial task, you turn it down because you're better than that.
It's your own podcast. I'm not asking you to fucking like go shovel the sidewalk.
Fucking hire Ari.
What?
He has a full-time job.
Oh, he does? Okay.
Why would he be an option?
Retard.
Hire fucking Foja.
I mean, I'm down if you want to hire someone, Danny. I didn't think JJ was going to do it.
I did 80. That's 79 more than all of you thought I would.
80 more than we thought you would actually.
Okay, so there you go.
Lazy fuck.
Dude, I'm not lazy. I'm on
you
the
are literally
AJ, you
the
are
laziest
lazy.
Person.
I am not lazy.
I know.
You
two
are
of the
lazy.
Laziest,
I fasted
least productive.
22 hours today.
Oh, wow.
What are you talking
oh, you
about?
You didn't eat for 22 hours.
22 hours.
Go get us.
You keep not doing something when you are being like, accused of being lazy. Like, I didn't do anything for
I
20
studied.
And I
worked
and I didn't
out.
Move either because I didn't have a lot of energy. So I didn't even move for 22 hours. I just okay. laid there.
I have and anything else you want to not contribute to the end of this podcast?
You're like
we're
a,
trying to have
JJ,
a good
like
clean
a
outro.
JJ, you're like a reverse
it.
Gary V. You're just like you're like
he's,
the opposite.
He's DeJonah in this.
Gary
yeah.
who?
Yeah, you're Gary V. Gary,
no,
that's who you are. Jerry,
no, no,
JJ,
Jared,
you're Gary who? That's
no,
who you
I got
are.
It.
Gary
he's Gary HIV.
All right, that's how we're gonna end this. If you thanks everybody.
Here,
all
how
right.
about this? I'll contribute. Put that clip on you Instagram.
Thanks for the contribution.
You want me to cut it, and then that's how your that's your contribution.
I share it. I tag everyone. I don't see anyone else doing that during the Instagram.
I posted my own version before that was made.
You know, if Danny's gonna do it, he's gonna be the only one saying
God, what are you,
shit
what are you,
in it.
Oh, okay. Aside from counting
every fucking time now,
none of the fat will be cut
it's
out
a
either.
Danny highlight.
I don't mind the Danny highlight. He's making
it.
That's fine.
It makes
and it's
Danny look like he's. Murdering us,
which is fine, oh, gosh, but he just cut out. I, what I do when
JJ
I do mine,
all the, no,
you
I,
cut out a little fat sometimes. That's my only. That's my only.
Oh,
thing.
What, but, just, well, I always just try and do a minute full minute.
Sometimes I just cut out a little fat with the spaces when you put.
Yeah,
the
yeah I always just try and. Do, I always
Instagram
just,
speed, but I don't mind if. It's
yeah, I always just do a minute clip because I post them on.
So I do preparation Instagram. Before the
he
show.
He probably remembers the funniest thing he said. So that's
this is important. I do preparation before the show about 10 minutes before, and one of the things I do was I was. Getting good. Water and I forgot to do this because I came
wait,
out
are you
and,
pretending like you prepare for this
no I did prepare
we
because
actually
I was
have
like,
to humor you on this
no I was not I was gonna give everyone like rapper names
I mean,
but
it has nothing to do with that he fucking does his he puts some polish on his eyes
he puts some mascara in his hair
you know what the people I guess we'll leave it at that and let the audience wanting more I'm not gonna tell it
okay
but wait there's more and that has been the Fuckinomics podcast thank you ladies and gentlemen
all right. Peace, okay, everybody.
I gotta go walk my dogs and pee.